The Twin Liquors Dollar Sale is almost here. We drop the price on all wine and spirits to the absolute lowest, then add a buck. It's our way of saying thank you for shopping Texas family-owned Twin Liquors. Don't miss the dollar sale this Thursday through Saturday only.
There's no denying that when summer hits, there's something special in the Texas air. Maybe it's the temperatures rising, the boat engines revving, or the coolers filling with mountain cold Coors Light. Honestly, there's no better way to beat the heat than with an ice cold beer. So whether you're fishing, floating, or finding your favorite shady spot, do it with the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light, keeping Texas chill. To learn more, visit KeepingTXChill.com. 2023 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is El Single Storm Podcast.
Another day, another indictment. President Trump indicted for a fourth time. So that makes two federal indictments. That makes two state indictments. The vast majority of these indictments, of course, falsely predicated, basically criminalizing something that Democrats have done over and over and over again. And basically saying, because Trump did it, he's guilty, because we really don't want him to be president again, but he's wildly popular because Joe Biden is a screw up. So this is what's going on. This is a dynamic in the Democrat Party. We can't stand up to pro-Americanism. Mitch McConnell's already surrendered. Be a good Republican, like Mitch McConnell is. Surrender on pro-Americanism. Surrender on the Constitution. Surrender on our representative republic. Do like John Cornyn does. Just surrender. But no, President Trump has to be stubborn and try to bring America back to where it was 20 years ago. Strong, free, prosperous. And the Democrats are out of their minds. Most of these Republicans in leadership have already given up on that prospect. Just surrender to us. Let us basically criminalize everything that you believe in as conservatives, and everything will be happy. Everything will be good. That's what these Democrats say. So here we've got President Trump enduring another round of insanity, and I can only classify it as that. There is a woman by the name of Fannie Willis, the appropriately named Fannie Willis, and she has handed down an indictment that she's been sitting on, I speculate, for about 2 years. She's probably had this ready for about, 2 years. But she waited to release it so it would have the maximum political effect. Now, why do I think this? Why do I think I'm on solid ground? Well, it turns out that the appropriately named Fannie Willis, she released the indictment and posted it on Fulton County's website there in Georgia. However, one teensy-weensy, itty-bitty little problem with that, she did it before the grand jury even voted. She put up her indictment that apparently she's had ready for quite some time to politically release it at the most inopportune time for President Trump in the middle of a primary. It may backfire, but that's what she's doing. 98-page document unsealed last Monday was the only set of charges pertaining to Mr. Trump and his co-defendants, a group which includes his former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, ex-New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, attorneys Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell, ex-law professor John Eastman, Trump campaign lawyer Ken Chesbrough, and former Justice Department official Jeffrey Clark. They all shared one count of RICO violations, the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organizations statute, the RICO statute. Okay, so this is usually reserved for organized crime, but that's the allegation, that what these lawyers were doing was organized crime. What were they doing? They were making sure everything was on the up and up in Georgia. And as we know, they weren't on the up and up in Georgia, thanks to the Texas lawsuit filed by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. We know that Georgia broke its election laws. We know that Pennsylvania did. We know that Michigan did. We know that Wisconsin broke their election laws. States are not allowed to do that. In Georgia, it was so-called Republican Governor Brian Kemp and so-called Republican a Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, that caved in to Stacey Abrams. Stacey Abrams out there bitching and moaning, it's so unfair, so unfair, so unfair. Accommodate me, accommodate me. What was the accommodation? Lowering the requirements for signature verification. Meaning, if you were going to challenge a fake ballot, basically Brian Kemp made it impossible, by agreeing with Stacey Abrams, made it impossible to throw that ballot out. Now, of course, this countermanded, many legal experts believe, election laws that were passed by the legislature in Georgia. Brian Kemp was not allowed under the Constitution to make that call, but he did it anyway because of the butthurt provision of Stacey Abrams in the Constitution. And some of you might be saying, wait a minute, there's a Stacey Abrams butthurt provision in the Constitution? No, there isn't one. Kemp just did that. Okay? So the idea that attorneys behaving in the interest of their client is somehow now criminal if that client is Donald Trump is insane. It's absolutely insane. But that's the basic bottom line of this indictment. And I got to be honest, I think it was Victoria Tunsing on my Newsmax show said it the best. They are basically criminalizing innocent activity. Criminalizing innocent activity. And I added that Democrats have been undertaking for decades. But now it's criminal because it's Trump. Speaking of criminals, speaking of unindicted criminals, speaking of unprosecuted criminals, Hillary Rodham Clinton jumped on MSNBS to gloat about what happened to President Trump. Here's how the conversation went. Listen to this.
If bad actors tell us falsely that every election is stolen and that the only way an election is trustworthy is if they come out on top of it, then something, it tells you something not just about that person or that moment. It maybe wounds us as a democracy in a way that is hard to repair. The lack of trust, the divisiveness, the undermining of faith in ourselves, in each other, respect for our institutions, the rule of law, all of that has been deliberately inculcated within our body politic.
Uh-huh. The absurdity of what you just heard. Rachel Maddow is getting dragged because she sat down with one of the biggest election deniers in American history and allowed her to sit there and say, oh, yes, this is what Trump has been doing, and he's been undermining election integrity. No, we've got 24 minutes compiled by some, 10 minutes compiled by others, of Democrats, including you, Mrs. Clinton, denigrating the integrity of our elections.
Right-wing extremists already have a plan to literally steal the next presidential election.
Constantly shifting vote tallies in Ohio and malfunctioning electronic machines, which may not have paper receipts, have led to additional loss of confidence by the public.
There has been a dramatic discrepancy in the way absentee ballots are both allocated and counted across the 159 counties. And so, yes, there was a deliberate and intentional disinvestment and, I think, destruction of the administration of elections in the state of Georgia.
Without voter suppression, Stacey Abrams would be the governor of Georgia. Andrew Gillum is the governor of Florida.
A Democratic Judiciary Committee staff report clearly establishes that the state of Ohio has not met its obligation to conduct a fair election.
I have an objection because 10 of the 29 electoral votes cast by Florida were cast by electors not lawfully certified.
Okay, I got 9 minutes left of that, of Democrats doing what the state of Georgia now says is criminal. But it's only criminal because they hate President Trump. It's only criminal because a Republican is doing it. Folks, speaking of Republicans and speaking of President Trump, the man who was his press secretary, Sean Spicer, joins me next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Does the state of the economy have your head spinning? Let American Medical Plans relieve one burden, health insurance. American Medical Plans specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays and no deductibles. You choose your doctors, you choose your hospitals. These plans have nothing to do with your income and are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. You deserve better. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
How can switching to Patriot Mobile help you? First, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're not going to be funding a left-wing company. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative cell phone company. They donate to the causes you and I support. How else can it help you? Well, it will keep voices like mine independent. You switch over to Patriot Mobile. They have industry-leading reliability because they're not just one network. They have all three major networks. And every single time you switch to Patriot Mobile using my promo code STORM, you support me and you keep my voice independent. So just in case somebody in the woke crowd tries to come around and cancel me, they can't, because you have the power. So go to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, and switch today. Can also dial 972-PATRIOT. Check out all their discounts. Stop funding your political opposition. Help keep me independent. Spend your hard-earned money on folks who have your values, not the woke crowd. 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT. PatriotMobile.com/storm.
Do you ever wonder what it would be like to trust that where you get your news is accurate and pro-citizen? Well, Texas Scorecard has you covered. We give you real news for real Texans. Go to TexasScorecard.com today.
Folks, last week I had a great conversation with Sean Spicer. Wanted you all to hear how it went. And Sean had a pretty big announcement to share with me that is actually technically passed, but you're going to hear it referenced in the very beginning. So have a listen. Sean Spicer, former press secretary for President Donald J. Trump. He's in the Navy Reserves. And Sean Spicer has a brand new show. The Sean Spicer Show is set to debut on the first TV network on August 21st. Mr. Spicer, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Chris. Thanks for having me. Yeah, and it's also, I'm really excited. Next Monday's the big day. We're going to be out in Milwaukee. And then for those people who don't get the first network, if you just go to my YouTube channel or Rumble, because I know we got a lot of Rumble lovers out there, then you can just sign up and you get every copy. That's the beautiful part about this, is that we wanted to make sure that if you were a cable subscriber, if you were one of the few that were still doing that, you had an opportunity to get it. But for everyone who's cut the cord or is just streaming, go to YouTube or Rumble, sign up and subscribe, and you'll get every copy, every episode for free.
Right on, right on. So let me talk to you about what transpired last night. And I want you to address a specific aspect of this, because maybe I haven't done an adequate enough job so far. The Trump indictment comes down. It's posted up on the Fulton County website before the grand jury votes, because it's been a fait accompli. This is all political, of course. They waited 2.5 years to make it politically timed, which isn't the rule of law. It's politics, number one. And then, so then once the grand jury stays late, because they had to finally vote because they had already posted it up there. I got a call from a listener who said that those who support President Trump are a cult, because look, you got four indictments, man. You got four indictments. You got two impeachments. This guy must be crooked. Can you go ahead and dispel that narrative, which I know this is what the left wing is trying to put out there?
Well, that's exactly the point, is that the left is trying to overwhelm people and say, see, there's got to be a problem here. But you've got to break down each one individually. I mean, again, we start saying now there's four. Well, let's remember the first one, Alvin Bragg in D.C., in New York City, NYC. And even the left, the Washington Post, the New York Times said, hey, this is a bridge too far. I mean, you're making something out of nothing to create a problem. We got into Florida. Again, a lot of questions about the handling of classified information, what the president had the right to do, what his interactions were. And again, if you move through these piece by piece, and that's the point, Chris, is that no one wants you to look at the details, right? They want you to look at this, oh, there's four separate indictments, and go, oh, that's got to be really bad. But they don't want you to break these down piece by piece to say, well, wait a second, what was he actually doing? He was communicating and expressing himself in accordance with the law. Now, you may not like it. He may have used some brash tactics. There's a difference between things you don't like and things that are illegal, and
correct,
the ability to express ourselves. I mean, Al Gore did it after the Florida recount, and his team was trying to get certain things and people to do, you know, certain counties to only count. But that's how politics work. And suddenly we're going, oh my God, it's Donald Trump. Well, you know, that's how it works.
Well, what do you make of the 18 individuals who surrounded Trump. The left-wing press calls them associates and supporters, when really were they were his attorneys. They had a right to defend him using the law, but now they're trying to criminalize that. I'm speaking of Giuliani and Jenna Ellis and those folks.
So here's my take on this, that this is actually intended to have a chilling effect
yep.
on people who want to engage. So the next time there's a close election in Texas and they say, hey, Chris, can you help out? You go, whoa, hold on. I saw what happened to those people who helped Trump out. I don't want to get caught up in some legal shenanigans. This is their attempt to literally make everybody think twice the next time a Republican has a problem.
I think that's true. And I think they want to criminalize opposing them. Do you actually really want to come up against a Democrat? Because if you do, we're going to make your life miserable. Indictment after indictment after indictment. And so don't oppose us is the message, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, this is the point, though, is that you go back through instant after instance, Democrats objecting to electors in the previous three out of four elections, some of the activities that they've done. And I've been involved in two really close races, one in Connecticut, one in Florida. There were a matter of, in one case, tens of votes, and in one case, 300 votes. This is, you go out there, you contest it, you use every legal means necessary, you use all the PR tactics to convince people you're right. And suddenly now we're weaponizing and we're criminalizing that. I think that people have to understand, and frankly, and not to take this back to the beginning, but this is kind of why I wanted to have a show that I would have a platform to do this, because we need to understand what we're up against.
Amen.
So many times we are. I watched what happened in Ohio the other day with that issue one going down, and now they are going to codify in the Ohio Constitution the ability to have an abortion. We are literally sitting around watching the Democrats run circles around us. We complain, we're not unified, and we don't know the rules. And those are the facts. And I get it when people get upset when I say that, but the reality is, if we're not going to actually understand how the game is played, they are going to run circles around us. They did it the last time. They changed the rules of the election leading up. They laughed at us. We all said, oh, you can't do this. They did it. The judges codified it. And now we're seeing not only that, but we're going to take it a step further and make sure that you never engage in the process again or you're scared to. This is what they would call, by the way, intimidation and suppression. But they're just using the legal system to say, oh, no, this is just us coming after you.
Yeah, and let's not forget those so-called Republicans like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, who are part of the Surrender Caucus, who have already accepted, we don't oppose Democrats. Mitch McConnell out there saying that Joe Biden should not be impeached for the mountains of evidence we have about what he did. And I want to get into that next. Sean Spicer is our guest. He's the host of The Sean Spicer Show, debuting on the first TV network on August 21st. The Hunter Biden special prosecutor, or what I call the special protector, because that's what David Weiss is there to do. Mr. Weiss has already proven to be a Merrick Garland Democrat loyalist because of dragging out a 5-month investigation to 5 years and then trying to slip that sweetheart plea deal, blanket immunity to Hunter Biden. So he's already shown his undying devotion and love to the Democrat Party. So naturally, now that the Republicans are getting very close inside of the House, I'm sorry, the conservatives who call themselves Republicans inside of the House, getting very close of exposing the Bidens, now they're going to throw up the wall using the special protector. What's your take on all this?
Well, look, it's funny, too, because if you listen to the media narrative, they go, oh, Republicans wanted a special prosecutor. Yes, wanted one a year ago. I mean, that's literally like telling me that I wanted to go to dinner. I go eat and then going, well, do you want to go to dinner? And you go, no, I've eaten. You go, oh, well, now you lied. You said you want to go to dinner. It's like, I wanted one a year ago because we wanted to give this guy the authority to actually do, you know, be able to prosecute outside of this jurisdiction. And one of the issues that we saw in that whistleblower testimony is that Weiss was complaining that he couldn't charge anyone outside of the jurisdiction of Delaware. Obviously, Hunter's tax crimes committed in both Malibu, California, where he mm-hmm. now find out, by the way, he didn't pay rent over there, and D.C. But here's the thing, Chris. What the Hunter Biden team wanted was protection against all these FARA, the Foreign Agent Registration Act, because he clearly took money from entities that were controlled by what they called states, i.e. foreign governments. And they were like, oh, so you're going to give us immunity from everything that we've done, speeding tickets, you know, for FARA violations. And I cannot believe that this is going to happen. But what's going on, and what part of the reason that I think Jim Jordan and James Comer are upset is once you invoke this special counsel thing, the DOJ and Hunter's team are going to say, we can't testify. We can't go to Congress. There's an ongoing investigation.
Uh-huh.
We can't come up there. And so now Congress has lost. So the oversight that we had, by, and Jim Jordan and James Comer being able to go out and get some sort of accountability, is out the window because they're going to claim there's a special prosecutor. We can't interfere.
Right. And then Weiss will say, yeah, we can get this matter resolved in, what, 5 years? You know, we can finally get this taken care of.
But because- remember, here's the thing that I want to remind all your listeners. The ultimate goal was never to get Hunter. I mean, I say this in all seriousness. America is a great country, but we have a bunch of dirtballs, and Hunter Biden is free to be a dirtball in this country. That's just the freedoms that we all have. But the nut of this was always to get to Joe Biden, to understand his role. Not to get him, but to understand what role he played. You know, how is he being used? Was it really just the weather that he called 20 times about in the middle of business calls?
No.
And so what this does is it blocks that investigation because they've shielded Joe Biden. That's what this, you know, de facto does.
Right. And I'm hoping that the Republicans won't fund it. And I'm hoping they won't adhere to it because the Democrats are breaking the rules left and right. The DOJ is acting as the Biden's personal attorneys, which is what they always laughingly accuse Republicans of doing. Sean Spicer is our guest, folks. Make sure you check out his new show coming up on the 21st, August 21st, the Sean Spicer Show. Let me pivot to the corruption in our government that I think that a lot of the people in what some would call the deep state, others would call permanent Washington, what we're dealing with now. And I think what typifies the level of corruption of our government is we were told that the targeting of Catholics was at one office, the Richmond office of the FBI, and then they were taking stern steps to get that under control. Christopher Wray testified that it was only the one office under oath. Turns out that was a lie. It was actually Portland, Los Angeles, a cross-country effort by the FBI to target Catholics. I talked to our mutual friend Seb Gorka, and he said the FBI cannot be fixed. And Dan Bongino says the FBI cannot be fixed. It needs to be torn down and rebuilt to where it actually serves the people again and not the elites. What is your take?
You know, it's a great question you're asking. I just don't know enough about the structure of the FBI. Can you actually go in? Because I've talked to a couple agents over the last year who are very frustrated, who are concerned about the image of the FBI. So I don't know the answer to the question. I'm not trying to buck it, but I mean, my point is, can you change it with sort of not just the leadership change? Remember, the only one who's appointed at the FBI is the director. Everyone below, so you got to figure out how deep you have to go. Because I don't think, I mean, in theory, I mean, if you went all the way to the bottom, how long is it going to take to create a new entity and how much danger does that put our country in? I just don't know. I think that takes a real understanding of the structure of the FBI, how deep something could happen, whether or not you could maybe cut the top, you know, the head off, if you will. Because I do talk, like I said, I've talked to enough agents where I'm like, look, these guys actually, are good people that care and da da da. My point is, I think there's a layer that can be kept, and maybe I'm just, you know, guessing here, but I do think that that's possible.
Well, and I think, look, it may have some good people, a lot of good people working for the FBI, but they need to work in a system that actually has those guardrails for we the people that are adhered to. And right now, those guardrails, if they've even existed, have been torn down. Last thing I have for you, Sean, is the debates. Now, look, you and I both know and understand the never Trump bent of the Fox News channel now, courtesy of Paul Ryan and others. So the first question I want you to address, I'm going to make this a two-parter. Trump, should he debate at the Fox News channel first debate? The second debate is also with Fox Business. What does it say about the RNC when they say our first debates are going to be hosted by a never Trump organization?
So here's the problem. Okay, so I'm with you on this. let me just back up. First of all, first question, no, Trump should not go.
Okay.
He should not go to the first one. He should not go to the second one. I've made that. I've expressed my opinion to him. I think he's going to keep people guessing. I think he should counter program and kind of do something where the ratings outdo. I mean, I should offer him my show. But I think that my point is that do something and be like, wow, I got higher ratings than this entire debate. You should not sit on stage with a bunch of people that frankly need name tags to know who they are. He's at 54% in the Real Clear average of polls, and a bunch of these guys are giving gift cards away to get on the stage. It's just not, it's not dignified. It has nothing to do with whether he can take them or not. Of course he can take them. But, you know, you don't sit around this is where I'm going to get out of my league here, but in like, you know, MMA fighting, the guy who's number one doesn't do the guy who just got into the ring, right? You earn your way up to that title. And I think that Trump deserves the sort of respect of a former president and a current front runner, as opposed to having, you know, like I said, honest to God, some of these guys have to wear name tags for people to know who they were. I was at the Iowa State Farm. I was testing people to see if they knew who the candidates were, and they're like, I don't know who that is. I knew who that is. I know that that's the same. I thought it would be fun to see if they knew who they were. Anyway, and the second piece is, look, in 2015, one of the things that people have to understand is up to 2015, no party, the DNC and the RNC, had zero control over their primary debate. After 2012, I made a promise to the Republican National Committee that I was going to lead the effort to change that, and I did it. I was the first person in the history of either party to take control of the primary debate. What my hope had been for the RNC was that as conservative independent media had grown, the Daily Wire, the Blaze, the
Yes.
First, whatever, Salem, like, so they could, because at the time, to be honest, some of them didn't exist. They weren't mature enough. They didn't have the capabilities. They all do now. And my point was, and then I said, my caveat was, C-SPAN could broadcast any debate on cable that a conservative media did. And that way, you would guarantee that it would have the widest reach. And instead, what they've done, and this is where they backed themselves into a corner, Chris, and this gets to the question. They went out and they solicited bids from NBC, CNN, or whatever. And so what they found themselves in a problem, I said this the other day, why was the Reagan Library debate announced without a media partner? And the reason was that they didn't know what to do.
Uh-huh.
And they were like, oh boy, we're going to have to go with NBC or CNN. And they realized there was going to be tremendous backlash. And so what did they do is they said, well, I'll tell you what, the least backlash is if we stick with Fox.
Wow. Well, yes, the least backlash if they stick with Fox, unless you actually pay attention to the never Trump bent, from Ducey in the morning to Cavuto to Paul Ryan, who sits on the board, to some other folks up there. I don't know that it serves them well to have the front runner being persona non grata at the network itself.
But Chris, here's the point. I agree with you, but then take that down the road. You've got CNN. There's no one on CNN that hasn't bashed Trump or DeSantis. NBC, you've got Andrea Mitchell, Chuck Todd. Who else?
Well, you and I both. Well, wait a minute. You and I both know that there are alternatives out there. That President Trump, he has the gravitas to put together, as you said, a ratings winner. They could just top anything.
No. That's my point, though. Is that these guys are going down a path. I agree with that. That's why I said my goal is to establish that these should be, like, we're choosing the Republican nominee. The person that asks the question should have a sense, a mere sense,
right,
of what is on the mind of a conservative voter.
Thank you.
I mean, read these things in the, they go, you know, if I was hosting a debate, the first question I would ask is, how anti-life are you? How much do you hate guns? And it's like, what insight does that give a Republican or a conservative voter?
Right now, the Fox debate is going to be this. And Karl Rove admitted this the other day. It's all going to be about Trump. Nobody's going to pay attention to the destruction of the Democrat Party against our rights, against our liberties, against the rule of law. Nobody's going to be paying attention to that because they're all going to be gunning for Trump. And what's lost in a debate like this is we the people. And that's why I can't stand for it, Mr. Spicer.
I agree. I want to know what their stance is on China, what they're going to be doing to build back our military. I want to know. And instead, you're right. They're going to treat this like a show where they go after Trump. And this is the point, is that having people who understand, you talk about this every day on your show. why this is, these are the issues that people in the movement care about. And yet that's why I'm disappointed with how the RNC went ahead and did this. And they should have had the sense to realize we have outlets and organizations that have the gravitas and the maturity to handle running a debate. We can put caveats in place to ensure that it gets the full distribution that is needed. It's not hard. I did it in 2015, and yet they're choosing not to. And that's my point, though, is what I'm getting at is after you get rid of Fox, and how many times, I mean, what's the next one? Fox Nation? You've run out of Fox entities really quick, and then you start having to go to NBC, CBS, and I mean, and there's not a single. But these guys created this problem. This
and it goes back.
Self-inflicted.
Yeah, and Sean, it goes back to your original point about the problems with Republicans, not with conservatives, but with Republicans, that they don't know the rules, they don't know what's going on, and it's from their elected leaders like Mitch McConnell all the way up to the RNC. They show it in spades, and they prove it every day. Sean Spicer, everybody. The new show comes online August 21st on the First TV Network. Make sure you check it out. Buddy, where can they go? Is SeanSpicer.com up and running?
It is up and running, and that's you get all the information there. And if anyone, and again, and the best place to get to guarantee you get the show is on YouTube or Rumble. And that way, if you want to watch it on the First, you can, but that way you guarantee you get it. So
right on.
I appreciate all your support and friendship, my friend.
Absolutely. When are we going shooting again?
Well, I got to get back down to Texas. That's going to be the issue here, but I will do that as soon as possible.
Right on, buddy. Appreciate it. Have a great day. Sean Spies, everybody. There he goes. And that puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me a favor, visit a couple of websites. TexasScorecard.com, that's number one. TexasScorecard.com, big news in Texas, happens there. It's reported there. You get to know it there. And then figure out how it impacts your life. And all of you outside of Texas, you can hear stories there in Texas that you might be dealing with, or some of the stuff we're dealing with here, like illegal immigration, is going to impact your state sooner or later. Also, pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com, the brand spanking new ChrisSalcedo.com. Would love to hear how you guys like or don't like it, things we can improve. If you find a spelling error, that'd be great. Point that out to me, if you will. Would really appreciate it. Just got that thing up and running, so I'm hoping you folks will enjoy it. So until we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth, it is not measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. A society's worth is measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. You stay safe out there, my friends.
There's no denying that when summer hits, there's something special in the Texas air. Maybe it's the temperatures rising, the boat engines revving, or the coolers filling with mountain cold Coors Light. Honestly, there's no better way to beat the heat than with an ice cold beer. So whether you're fishing, floating, or finding your favorite shady spot, do it with the beer that's made to chill. Coors Light, keeping Texas chill. To learn more, visit KeepingTXChill.com. 2023 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Discover your perfect match at Diamonds Direct, where your love and our passion unite. Meeting your soulmate is the journey of a lifetime, but finding a trusted jeweler shouldn't be. At Diamonds Direct, we promise you a shopping experience tailored to your needs, an experience rooted in selection, education, and value. Say goodbye to endlessly searching and comparing, and hello to Diamonds Direct. Let us be your partner on the journey. Learn more at DiamondsDirect.com.